Coronavirus in Arizona.
The plan is to stay open in a safe and healthy way.
That was Governor Doug Ducey on with the Mike Broomhead Show yesterday morning. And he says the reason that there are no planned shutdowns is that the mitigation strategies that we have been using are still being promoted.
We've not lifted those mitigation measures. They're still there. We're going to keep pressing on that, and I think that's going to allow us to get through this to the vaccines.
Yeah, the governor is saying that it could be as short a time frame as 3 weeks before the vaccine starts showing up in Arizona. Of course, for people like you and me, average folks, we're not going to see this vaccine for months. But it is good news that at least it's coming to our shores. Is that how you put it? I don't know. At least it's coming to the desert sometime soon. You know, something we talked about as we were in the midst of our bad COVID numbers this summer was the number of people who could be thrown out of their homes, unable to pay their rent or their mortgages. The federal legislation known as the CARES Act allows homeowners to pause mortgage payments for up to a year if they experience hardships as a result of the pandemic. And that allows a lot of people to continue to do that for a few more months. And then, of course, you had the Centers for Disease Control setting a nationwide temporary suspension on evictions. They considered it under their purview because people losing their living arrangements could end up spreading coronavirus. So the CDC got involved. But that CDC eviction suspension ends December 31st, which just so happens to be the same exact time that millions of people are also set to lose their unemployment benefits without an extension from Congress. So you've got millions of Americans expecting to face eviction, and Phoenix is likely to be one of the hardest hit places. Top five, as a matter of fact, when you look simply at the raw numbers. So according to a Census Bureau survey completed earlier this month, about 5.8 million adults say they're somewhat to very likely to face eviction or foreclosure in the next 2 months. And that 5.8 actually expands out to accounting for about a third of the 17.8 million adults and households that are behind on rent or mortgage payments. So we're talking about a huge number of people. And according to the Census Bureau's Household Pulse survey, the top five most affected metro areas are New York City, Houston, Los Angeles, Atlanta, and Phoenix. Phoenix, where the threat of as many as 283,000 foreclosures and evictions loom. I hate to be the bearer of this kind of news, but it's the reality that we're facing right now. As many as 283,000 foreclosures and evictions in the Phoenix metro area. That's in raw numbers, by the way. You look at places like Chicago, where there's probably about a third more people live in the Chicagoland area, in that metropolitan area, and they're looking at fewer than 200,000 at the top end. We're looking at 283,000 here. You know, other places that have more people, like the San Francisco Bay Area, they're looking at, something in the neighborhood of top end, 137,000. So it's going to hit Phoenix beyond just, you know, as a percent, it's as a percentage of, you know, what you would expect. We're going to exceed evictions and foreclosures of metropolitan areas that have many more people living there. It's a frightening situation. And it's really frustrating, I think, for a lot of people that Congress was unable to act before the election because neither side wanted to give the other side a win, it seemed like. And Democrats were asking for the moon, knowing that the Republicans in the Senate would never give them the moon and seemed to be unwilling to negotiate either side. You know, there was blame to go around all the way around. So the chances of it getting done during a lame duck session, I think, are pretty slim to none. I don't know. Miracles happen. Maybe we'll get a Thanksgiving, post-Thanksgiving, pre-Christmas miracle because this CARES Act stuff and the CDC's eviction moratorium, that's set to end December 31st. So happy New Year for a lot of people who will be celebrating at the stroke of midnight by leaving their house.